And now, the best kind of story about hidden treasure found in an old attic.
Attorney David Whitcomb bought a building in Geneva, New York, to expand his law practice and invited his friend Patrick for a tour.
While we were on the third floor, which is vacant, standing there talking, we were looking up at the ceiling, and there's the drop ceiling is kind of falling apart in parts, and we were kind of poking at the one spot. We assumed what we were going to see is the roof.
It was a concealed room, sealed by drywall and lost to time.
We piled a couple chairs up so I could stick my head up there. And you know, these chairs are kind of teetering, and my friend's holding them, and I'm climbing them up. And I've got my cell phone camera light out. And I stick it up and I pull eye level. And once I can focus my eyes, what I'm looking at is photo frames, these gorgeous gilded, you know, turn of the century photo frames. I don't make them like that anymore.
What he had found was a hidden portrait studio from the turn of the 20th century. Antique backdrops, equipment, glass negatives, and prints, mostly of area locals, not all of them unknowns.
Everything's dirty. And we peel back and there's a picture of a woman holding a book. I took my hand and I brushed some of the soot off. And I remember we both stood back and were puzzled. And I looked and I said, "Does she look familiar to you?" And Patrick says, "Yeah, she does." You know, I mean, I said, "Is that Susan B. Anthony?"
Susan B. Anthony is a familiar citizen of upstate New York. She is, of course, one of the country's first leaders of the movement for the rights of women, the suffragists.
Whitcomb Googled photos of Anthony to be sure.
And we find that image. And it's in the Library of Congress.
The man who made the image was photographer James Ellery Hale. Much of the secret stash bore his name. Whitcomb found other Hale pictures of famous area residents, like suffragist Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
We were just blown away by the volume of stuff. I mean, the amount of material up in that attic was insane. It was like going on an Easter egg hunt and opening every egg as you go and you find gold.
But Whitcomb said the most valuable find was probably the glass negative for that legendary image of Susan B. Anthony.